On this episode, I talk about influencers, Clubhouse, and mistakes to avoid. Let's go!
This is Dave, and welcome to the SVA Card Collectors Podcast.
What is up? What is going on, everyone? Dave at SVA Card Collectors. Yeah, I know. It's been a bit. But I've been doing some YouTube videos. Really haven't done too much with the website, but there's still plenty of content over there, svacardcollectors.com. Also, SVA Card Collector on YouTube. I did a interview with HGA. That is the new grading company that's come out that has been getting some traction because of their crazy labels, customizable labels, just colored labels. That's all they really did, and everyone's been going nuts, either good or bad. I don't know how you cannot like it just because it gives you a choice. But some people don't like that choice, and they just like the bland, you know, white that PSA has. Good conversation. So head over there on YouTube to listen to it. But I am talking because there's been a ton of stuff that's been going on in the hobby world. This week, really only Panini Certified is coming out for basketball. Right now, I think a lot of the focus, yes, it's still on basketball. It's moving away from football, obviously, with the Super Bowl, with Tom Brady winning it. Damn bastard. But baseball is now on the forefront of everyone, and card prices are going nuts. They're going insane. A lot of money is being dumped into the hobby, which is a good thing, but it's also something that everyone needs to take note and be careful of, because I think there's a lot of traps that are being set, and not intentionally, but you know, you don't want to be left holding the bag. Now, you know me, I tell you guys, if people are saying something, do the opposite. Everyone and their mother was talking about MJ and Kobe and all this stuff. Not that anyone could afford it anyway. I'm sick and tired of hearing these names. I really am. But, you know, now, everyone, and I said, a couple of months from now, everyone's going to tell you base cards or modern cards, they're calling it modern, not base cards, are going to be the value play that you guys should be buying. And lo and behold, that's what everyone's starting to say. But really, what I was talking about, and I don't think I conveyed it correctly, but I've been talking about this guy, Sasha. He's got a pretty big YouTube. He buys big, expensive cards that we could only dream of. And he started out, you know, flipping cards and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so he had this guy on, I believe he's from Hawaii. He had him on when he was doing his vlog, when he did the Dallas show. And the guy had a great analogy about waves and how you want to be in front of the wave. And that's basically what I was telling everyone. Once the wave starts coming and it gets really, really high, you don't want to be there anymore because it's going to come crashing down. And so if you're in front of it and you're riding that wave, that's where you make, you know, your big bucks. That's where you make the 10X, the 100X, you know, double, tripling your money, where you see a lot of these cards at. But right now, you see a lot of people going to Marvel, you know, not sports cards, Marvel, F1 racing, tennis. A lot of cards where, yes, there is value in them, but right now, people are heading over there and they're throwing stupid money at it because they don't know. And that's where you just have to be careful. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't get in, but if people are talking about it and let's just say the price was like, you can get them for $2 and you're saying, well, I can still get it for $20. Well, that's okay. But now if you're saying that same card is $300 and it's only been 2 weeks, that's where you need to chill and just wait and see what goes on. Because you may have to let that wave pass. And that's what he was discussing over there. But it's what I've been telling everyone. I actually been on Clubhouse a lot. If you have an iPhone, because they don't have it on Android. Why would they not have it for both platforms? I don't know. But Clubhouse is an excellent source of information with new trends, cards that you're not even thinking of, digital assets. A lot of talk's been going on about Top Shot, which is basically they're selling video moments. It's literally videos that you could probably see on YouTube, but you can collect these clips, and people are making a ton of money. A lot of these people that are buying them are millionaires, and they're part of the Bitcoin because it's based off of digital currency. You know, it's that whole stuff. I can't think of the word right now. I don't know why. I did a whole thing on it, and I can't even think of the word. But blockchain. So you have that crowd. And again, don't spend thousands of dollars on something that you don't really understand. And I think a lot of the things that have been talked about previously, people are forgetting. And that's because either they don't know or they just think, well, I want to make a quick buck just like everyone else. But they're always following the trend. They're not ahead of it. They're listening to people and then jumping in on board when the money has already been made or the good buys are already gone. And so now you're just hoping that the momentum of everyone buying these cards will enable you to, you know, make some money. Now, if you're dealing with graded cards, then you're able to do that because of the speed. You're able to get the graded card and sell it. So it might not be too bad. But if you're buying raw cards to get them graded and then trying to sell them, you may have missed the boat. And maybe, but again, do your research. You know, I heard someone talking about Serena Williams. And so right now may not be the best time to buy it because these prices are going up really high. I don't know though, because she is one of the greatest athletes of all time. So that may be, where it's going to keep going up and up and up. And that's where you have to make that decision. Whereas if it's Marvel, you know, I can't imagine it went up 100x. I can't imagine, well, my Avengers card is going to stay at that price because who really gives a crap about Avengers unless they're making a movie? You know what I mean? Yeah, everyone likes those movies, but after a while, are they going to be thought of in the same breath as Serena Williams? I don't think so. And so, as I'm driving along here, that's the type of decision that you need to be thinking. Do your research. Am I ahead of the curve? Is it already at peak price? Then maybe let it go. Find something else. The research that I'm telling you that you need to do is you need to go on eBay, check the solds, go on forums, go on Clubhouse, go on all these different things and just ask and ask questions. That's really a very important thing. Now, with all this being said and done, if you have made a decision, strike and be quick about it. Don't dilly-dally. One of the biggest mistakes I've made is getting cards graded months later than when I should have. You know, right now I'm in trouble with Tyler Hero because he's not starting right now. Now, he wasn't starting when I bought these cards, but he had a great playoff. He had great playoff, you know, games. And now I'm still waiting for his silvers, and I'm probably not going to get him for a couple more months. And he's, you know, he's doing okay. I wasn't able to get the $800, $900, $1,000 for his silvers, PSA 10s. Maybe they're down to 400 by the time I get them. Maybe they're less. I don't know. But had I gotten the cards and known, and I think that's really the important thing, what do you want out of the card? Do you want to keep it long term? Do you want to flip it right away? Once you made that decision, do it. Don't wait. And that's the biggest problem that I suffer from. I wait. I wait too long, and then that window has passed because most of the times I'm not buying graded cards. I'm buying raw cards to get them graded. Now, there's ways to catch up and get them quicker by paying for the 5-day and the 10-day. But again, you have to make sure that there's enough margin for you to do that. With my Serena Williams cards, I believe that that margin is there and it will continue to be there. So I'm going to pay $65 to get it graded 5 days, and I should get it within the month. And then hopefully I get a 10 or a 9 or whatever the case may be, sell those cards, use that money and buy something else. I was a big proponent and I told people, hey, you should be buying your base cards again because the prices have been dropping. But I'm not just saying any guys. Think of guys who are going to be in the playoffs who are going to make a difference. I believe that Atlanta will somehow, some way make the playoffs. They have a good enough team. And I think Trae Young's going to be a big part of it. I think his raw cards, they dropped a decent amount. So I bought like 4 of them. Now, to me, that's a lot of money. It's $400. To other people, they go, oh, I'll just buy his PSA 10 for $500-$600. Well, I'm going to take a look at the cards on eBay, try to make the best decision with regards to centering and corners and edges and things like that, what I could base off the pictures. And if I'm able to do that, buy it for $100, get it graded for $65, and flip it in a PSA 10 for $550. Everyone's going to do that all day long. If it goes down to a 9, maybe it's $200-$300. I still make some money. Because you got to take fees out, you know, eBay fees, or you sell it on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. But those cards are going to still go. Especially now with people that's going to start touting them again. But I just wanted to talk about that because I think it's really important. There's a lot of people saying a lot of different things, and don't get caught up in it. Focus on what you know and what you like. I'm not saying not to do your research and not to do, you know, look at it, but don't go all in if you don't know much about it. The Marvel cards, I bought a bunch of Marvel cards. I paid $25, $30 for everything. That's it. Just to see where it is. I was able to get a Venom, Avengers, a couple of guys here there, Kang, because I know the Avengers, the new, you know, bad guy for the Avengers is going to be this guy named Kang, so I bought a couple of his cards. Not all of them I can get graded, and I'm okay with it because I'm spending $1 on them and I'm okay, but I'm going to get them graded. I'm not going to wait. And that's where I made the mistakes previously. Now, maybe I might not do 5 or 10 days. The 10 days is going to be $50 because they're only going for $100. So the margin may not be there because it's probably going to drop a little bit. But if I get them graded now, maybe I'll spend $25. So I'll get them back in, you know, 4 or 5 months. We should still be okay. And if it's still selling for $75, I'm going to make money. Or maybe I just hold it. You know, who knows? Maybe there's another big bump that's coming up that I don't know about. But just be patient to a point where you know what you're doing, and then strike, and then just do what you think you know, what you've set out to do, do it. Because you don't want to be sitting on a ton of cards waiting for them to come back from PSA like I'm doing right now. I have thousands of dollars of cards waiting to come back, and I can't do anything about it. And it's just, time is just pissing away, and I'm, you know, to me, I'm losing money. Obviously, I haven't bought or sold, so there really isn't, you know, anything lost, but I could be making a lot of money right now. I could have a lot of money in my pocket right now, and I don't. And I can't buy the cards that I want to get, the more expensive cards, the rarer cards, because it's out waiting to be graded. And so it's frustrating. So just want to let you guys know, guys, that's it. That's all I had. SVACardCollectors.com. Hit me up on YouTube as well. I'm on Facebook, and I'm also on Clubhouse. Clubhouse is pretty cool. A lot of people like to pontificate about who knows what, you know, why and how. I've done the same thing. I've sort of, because I've been on it for a while and not doing that as much, I think it's better to have, you know, hey, because they have a bunch of rooms. So each room, they just go sports card talk, and people just go, I think I should do this. I think I should do that. You should be investing in this and whatever. Which is all great and good for the first week. But after that, it's a lot of the same people saying a lot of the same things. If you have more specific, like, hey, we're going to talk about this release, or, you know, vintage cards, very specific, and not this whole generality of the industry. You get a lot more out of it. So that's it. That's all I got. And you guys know what to do. Buy some cards and go, bro. Later.